Welcome to Sunday Morning at Faith Assembly, featuring the ministry of Senior Pastor Phil Goss. We're glad you've joined us. Now, here's Pastor Goss.
Find the notes that are in your bulletin that you received when you walk in. Follow along with us this morning. We're in a series that we've entitled Amazing Grace. We've talked about the saving grace of God. We've talked about the grace of God that allows us to live without guilt, and how that God is so great to forgive us and to allow us to live in a manner that sustains us and sanctifies us. Well, today what we're going to talk about is sharing grace. In other words, if God is a gracious God and we are to be like Him, then we are to share grace as well, aren't we? Now, just like the lights are fluctuating, the sound fluctuates now and then. They'll get it in a moment, okay? So just have some patience with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. We can say with confidence and a clear conscience that we've been honest and sincere in all our dealings. We have depended on God's grace, not on our own earthly wisdom. That is how we have acted toward everyone, and especially towards you. We depend on God's grace, and then we act like it. Now, if you and I are to share the grace of God, there is no greater way to do that than to live in forgiveness. Forgiveness is giving grace to others. When God saves you, He forgives you, doesn't He? By His grace. When God lets your past go, He forgives it, doesn't He? By His grace. When God helps you grow and mature and become holy a person, God does that through the forgiveness of all the imperfections that you and I have. When God helps us in the midst of difficult times, He gives us His grace, His forgiving grace. And you and I are no more like God than when we forgive, because He's not only a loving God, He's also a forgiving God, isn't He? So we're going to talk this morning about forgiveness, because as Christians, we should be forgiving people. All right? Okay, let's start. First of all, forgiveness is a requirement. It's not an option. It's not, oh, I don't think I'll do that. Or it's not, no thank you. Forgiveness is something that if you call yourself a Christian, you don't have a choice in. You don't get to say, well, there's extenuating circumstances here. No, no, no. Well, I don't think God wants me to do that. Oh, yes, He does. Forgiveness is a requirement. It's not an option. And in most cases, in all cases, forgiveness is not something you can't do. Forgiveness is something you don't want to do. It's not about your feelings. It's about your choice. The Bible illustrates this for us when Jesus tells a story one day about a guy who owed some money to a king. And it says he's brought before the king, and the king says, I want the money. Now the man owed, oh, let's say in the neighborhood of $2-3 million. And the king says, I want my money. Guy says, I don't have it. That's a good answer. King says, well, then you're going to have to spend the rest of your life in jail because I'm going to put you there. The guy gets on his face. He begs the king, please forgive me. I don't have it. I don't like do. I got a family. I got kids at home. Would you just forgive it? And the king has mercy on him and forgives the entire debt. The guy walks out of the courtroom, out of the king's presence, euphoric, and comes across somebody who owes him $100. And he says, I want my money. The guy says, I don't have it. The guy grabs him by the throat and begins to say, I want my money or else. And he has the man thrown in jail. Well, some people saw this and went back to the king and said, do you know what this guy just did? You just forgave him that great amount of money, and he went to somebody else with him who owed him a lot less, and do you know he had him thrown in jail? We pick it up at Matthew chapter 18, verse 32. The king called in the man he had forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? And the angry king sent the man to prison until he had paid every penny. Now stop just a moment. If you were thrown in jail and owed somebody $3 million and you couldn't get out of jail until you paid it all back, how long would you be in jail? That's right. Verse 35. Notice it. That's how my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters in your heart. Now that's a strong statement, isn't it? In other words, what God's saying is, I forgave you a huge debt when I forgave all your sins. And someone else only maybe had a small sin against you, and you won't forgive them when I've forgiven you all of this? And I'm going to tell you, if you won't do that, he says, it's just like being in prison. Colossians 3:13. You might want to underline, circle this word, must. Must. You must make allowance for each other's faults and forgive the person who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. So you and I have to deal with this issue of forgiveness. It is a requirement for a Christian. You don't have a choice in the matter. God's saying, if you want me to forgive you for all you've done, then you have to be willing to forgive other people and what little they've done to you. Secondly, forgiveness allows God then to remove my sin. You see, if I'm unforgiving, my sin remains. It remains unforgiven. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, part of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins, how? Just as we've forgiven those who've sinned against us. So in other words, God forgives you like you forgive others. Ouch. Verse 14, same chapter. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you'll have it. But when you're praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. There is nothing worse in life than carrying around the guilt of sin. Now, we've talked previously about how God, through His grace, removes our guilt. And we don't have to carry that any longer. That's great news, isn't it? The past is gone. My sins are forgiven. I'm not guilty. But do you understand that if you refuse to forgive somebody else, then you exempt yourself from the grace of God? That if you refuse to forgive someone else, God won't forgive you, and you carry with you the guilt of your sin. It's a principle of Scripture. God forgives you like you forgive others. And many people struggle with guilt because of their unforgiveness. They don't associate the two. They don't connect the dots. They just feel bad. Why do I feel so guilty? Why does it feel like I'm under this cloud? Well, because you're carrying unforgiveness in your life. And God is able to remove my sin when I am willing to forgive other people. A principle of Scripture. Now, I'm going to give you the third thing, because these three are really connected. Forgiveness allows me to respond like Christ. In other words, if you follow the ministry of Jesus Christ and the life of Christ through the Scriptures, you will find Him being a forgiving man. Luke chapter 6, verse 27. If you're willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. When someone has treated me unfairly and hurt me, I am to pray for them. And I am not to pray, oh God, get them. Okay? That's not the prayer there, is it? Notice verse 28, pray for the happiness of those who curse you. How do I know I'm forgiven? When I pray for others and generally want them to be happy. That's an indication that I have been a person of forgiveness. And when somebody does something against you, when someone offends you, you're to pray for them. You're to love them. You're to ask God to bless them. Jesus hangs on a cross. And one of the words that he spoke from the cross in Luke chapter 23, Jesus says these words, "Father, forgive these people because they don't know what they're doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes by throwing dice. Wow. Now, notice something here. No one asked for forgiveness. You are to forgive whether you've been asked to forgive or not. Well, I'll forgive them as soon as they ask me. That's not Christian forgiveness. The forgiveness comes the moment you know you're holding a grudge. The forgiveness comes the moment you know you don't like that person because of what they've done to you. Forgiveness happens when you are aware of it, not when somebody else asks. Because as a Christian, if someone asks me for forgiveness, they're not doing it for my benefit, they're doing it for theirs. I should have already forgiven. It should have already been done. I should already be praying. Now, it's about now that you want to pack it up and go home, isn't it? It's about now that you look at this, but and here's what you're going. And I know it. I know. But, Pastor, what about? Now, just listen to me. Do you see any exception clauses in this? Does God have exception clauses? I'll forgive you as long as... God will forgive everybody. You and I are to be like him and to give his grace to everybody else, to be people of forgiveness. Here's what's my simple definition of forgiveness. Let it go. Don't hold on to it any longer. Don't allow it to affect your life. Don't allow it to keep controlling you. Do you know that by unforgiveness, you're allowing somebody else to control your life today? That if you're unwilling to forgive them, they're still hurting you? They might not even be around. They might be several states removed from you. You might never be talking to them. But because of what happened in the past and because of you carrying that, do you understand that's still hurting you and that's your choice? And God says, look, I want you to respond like the example of Christ. And when they nailed him to a cross, and when they crucified an innocent man, his words were, forgive them. Forgive them. They don't understand what they're doing. Forgive them. So we understand that forgiveness is a requirement of Scripture. It is not an option. It is not something I get to pick and choose from. It's not something I apply to most people. Forgiveness as a Christian is a requirement in my life. And forgiveness allows God to remove the guilt of my sin from my life and to allow me to become like Christ. And so forgiveness is something, as a Christian, I have to respond to and have a part of me on a regular, daily basis. I am to be a forgiving person. I'd like to tell you it's going to get better, but it's not. Next, forgiveness takes away my right to retaliate. When I forgive, I remove all of my claims to retaliation, to get even, to punish. Forgiveness says, I am going to let this be in God's hand and not mine. Now, sometimes I have found people that don't want to forgive because they want to make sure somebody else pays. Well, when you have that attitude, I know who pays. You do. Well, if I forgive them, they just might go off scot-free. Isn't that what God does for us? God forbid somebody else get the same deal we got. I want to make sure they pay. If you forgive, you don't get to retaliate. You don't get, well, okay, I won't do anything. I'll just think bad things. Romans 12, 17. Maybe you want to underline and circle this word. Never. Never's a long time, isn't it? Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you're honorable. You see, it's not only do I not pay back, but then I have to live with that person so that everybody watching the relationship between that person and me sees that I'm doing the right thing. Verse 19, dear friends, never avenge yourselves. Leave that to God. For it is written, I will take vengeance, I will repay those who deserve it, says the Lord. Now, God knows what they deserve better than you do. God knows motives. You don't. Oh, they were trying to hurt me. You don't know that. Well, I know they were just trying to get it. You don't know that. You know somebody else's actions. You do not know their motives. Only God knows the heart, doesn't he? And God says, I'll take care of it. Now, the issue of forgiveness is this issue. Do you trust God? If you're unforgiving, you are saying, I don't trust God in this matter. I don't trust God to take care of this. I don't think God will handle this right. I don't think God will do what I want him to do. Well, imagine that. God usually doesn't do what we want him to do in life. Isn't that right? Well, you know, I want to make sure they pay for what they've done to me. Why? Do you want to pay for all you've done to God? Do you want to pay for all you've done to somebody else? God will probably not do it as fast as you want him to. Well, I'm just going to wait until they get what's coming to them. You could be waiting a long time. God says, never. Never pay back. Never avenge. You trust God to take care of it. Oh, did you see what they did to me? No, I didn't, but God did. And God knows how to deal with this. And here's something else God knows. I don't hate to bring it up. I like bringing it up, but anyway. God knows that you're probably not as innocent as you think you are. Right? Oh, I'm the innocent party. Oh, yeah, right. And you see, you and I have to understand that God says, look, I'll take care of things. Trust me. Psalm 119, verse 137. O Lord, you are righteous, and your decisions are fair. Your decrees are perfect. They are entirely worthy of our trust. They're entirely worthy of our trust. God is fair. Now, please understand something. God is gracious, isn't he? And we are so grateful for God's grace and what that means in our lives, right? We just don't want him to be gracious to other people at times, do we? But that goes against the character and nature of God. God will be fair. God knows how to settle things out. God knows how to take care of things. Will you trust him? And you see, when you're unwilling to forgive, you're not trusting God. When you're unwilling to forgive, as long as you're unforgiving, God's not able to bring about justice. You're in the way. Your unforgiveness blocks him from doing what needs to be done. And as long as you're trying to make them pay, you're going to pay. Let me say it again. As long as you're trying to make someone pay, you're going to pay. And so God has to understands that he is the one alone who knows all the details. He is the only one who knows what he's doing in your life and in another person's life. Do you understand that sometimes God brings people into your life that will hurt you, and God wants to use them to help you? To help you grow, to help you mature, to help you to demonstrate, oh, I'm a great Christian. Okay, let's see how you handle it when somebody hurts you. And they will, you know, right? Quiet today. Next, forgiveness will need to be repeated. If you think you only have to forgive once, you are sadly mistaken. What's the old line? Something once, shame on me, twice, shame on you. You know, we think, well, you can take care of me one time, but I'm not going to be fooled again. I'm not going to let you hurt me a second time. You do understand, don't you, that's not biblical? You do now. Matthew 18:21. Peter came to him's Jesus, and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times. Now understand that Peter was being generous. According to the rabbinical law, you had to forgive somebody three times. They had a number to it. So Peter doubles it and adds a little. Seven times? No, Jesus replied, 70 times seven. And if you've got a little chalkboard in your mind and you're keeping track, then you don't get it. Okay? Basically what he's saying, Peter, don't keep score. Don't keep track. Don't put a limit on how far you will go or how often you will forgive. You will have to forgive often. Repeatedly. Well, I just forgave them for that, and here they are again. They expect me to forgive them. Well, yeah, God does. Well, I don't think that's right. Well, you're not God. Luke 17:3. I'm warning you, if another believer sins, rebuke him. In other words, call it to his attention, try to deal with it. If he repents, forgive him. Even if he wrongs you, now notice, seven times a day. That's almost one an hour. And each time turns again and asks forgiveness. Oh, I'm sorry, did that? Forgive me. Hour later, oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. Does the exact same things again. Oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. How many hours would you go? Jesus says, forgive him. Forgive him. Here's what that means. You are probably going to have to forgive other people more than once. Now, here's what I know. I don't know how this works. Well, I do know how it works. Do you know that God has to forgive me more than once? And do you know that hourly thing that I just mentioned? Anybody there with that one? Oh, God, I'm sorry I did it again. God, I said I wouldn't, but God, I'm sorry. How many times in a day does God have to forgive you? And do you know that every time you ask, he forgives? Aren't you glad we serve a God like that? And you and I are to be like him, aren't we? Now, some of you are wrestling with this big time because you're great at keeping score and you're great at taking care of yourself. And the problem is you're not trusting God. And I have to understand I'm going to have to forgive more than once. Not only that, but I'm going to have to remind myself often that I have chosen to forgive somebody. See, forgiveness is not a one-time thing. If somebody's done something to you that hurts you severely, you need to make a choice to say, I'm going to forgive them. And when you do that, here's what I know. A day or two later, the thoughts of what they did is going to come back into your mind, isn't it? And when it comes back into your mind, your stomach is going to start churning again, isn't it? Your blood pressure is going to go up a little, isn't it? You're going to start thinking of ways, I bet I could do this. And I, you know, you're going to start doing that, aren't you? Come on. And when you get to that point, here's what you do. You stop and you tell yourself, no, I have chosen to forgive that. I have chosen to let that go. I'm not going there. I have chosen to give that to God. God's taking care of it. I don't need to. When you forgive, it doesn't mean you forget. It does mean you choose not to hold on to it. It does mean you choose not to let it camp in your mind. And as you forgive, the intensity of the hurt begins to diminish over time. And so you will have to do this more than once. It will need to be repeated. There's the initial step of doing it. And then there's the reminder that you have to tell yourself, no, I'm not going there. I'm not going to pick up those feelings again. I'm not going to allow that to come into my life again. I've let that go. I've given it to God. God's going to take care of that. I've chosen to forgive, and I'm going on. Now, next point. Forgiveness will not automatically restore the relationship. You see, just because you've forgiven someone doesn't mean you're going to have a good relationship with them. And right now you're going, oh, good. Good, I don't want a relationship with them. I don't want them in my life anymore. Hold it. If you're thinking like that, then you probably haven't forgiven. Romans 12:18. Do your part to live in peace with everyone as much as possible. In other words, if there is no relationship, it's the other person's choice, not yours. Well, I just don't think I should have anything to do with them. You need to be open for God to do whatever He chooses to do. Well, I don't think God wants me to have a relationship with them. Then you don't understand God and you don't know Him very well. Very, very immature in your knowledge of Him. Because God says He wants us all to get along, doesn't He? And if you refuse the relationship, you probably haven't forgiven. Well, I just don't want to put myself in that place anymore. You're not trusting God, are you? It's here that we have all the exemptions going on in our lives, don't we? It's here that we put up our barriers. That, well, I'll forgive them, but I'm not going to. Hold it. How many times does God have to forgive us? How badly have we hurt Him? How badly have people hurt God? And yet He still calls them, doesn't He? And as far as it's possible with Him, He wants a relationship with everyone, doesn't He? And we're to be like Him. Forgiveness doesn't automatically restore things. You don't have to think for a moment, well, if I forgive him, then I got to be friends with him. We got to pick right back up where we left off. No, that might not be possible because of choices they have made. But as far as it's possible with you, you have to be willing and open. That's the forgiving person. Next, forgiveness allows God to redeem my past. Well, Pastor, you just don't know what they've done to me. You don't know how bad they've hurt me. You don't know how often they did this. You don't know how horrible it was. Well, you're right, I don't. But here's what I know, Romans 8:28. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. That there is nothing that has happened to you in your past that God can't use and make good come out of it. There's nothing you've gone through in your life that God can't use and bring good out of it. There's nothing going on today in you, no matter how horrible and tragic it has been, that God can't bring good out of it. And so I have to come to that place where I understand that when I am willing to let go of my past and forgive what happened there, and sometimes, hear me, sometimes it means forgiving God because He didn't get you out of it. And when I let go of my hurt, and when I let go of my anger, then God is able to take what happened there and make good come out of it. He's able to still use me. He's able to help me to be healthy. He's able to help me to grow. He's willing to allow me to touch somebody else's life who's gone through the same thing I've gone through. God will bring good out of that if I let Him do it. But if I choose to hold on to it, and if I choose to allow it to keep eating at me, and if I choose to allow the hurt in my past to continue to control my present, then I am not going to be a healthy person. And how do I do that? I got to forgive it. Well, they should pay for what they've done to me. God will take care of things. Do you believe that? Okay, some of us do. Others aren't quite so sure. I've been waiting for God to take care of it. He hasn't yet. Well, He hasn't yet because you're in the way. So I have to understand, forgiveness allows God to redeem my past. What Satan meant for bad, God can bring good out of. Lastly, forgiveness helps me not to become bitter and resentful. Bitter and resentful. There are some people here this morning who you're very bitter at life. You're very bitter at where you're at today, and you're bitter because you're blaming somebody else who did something to you years ago. You're bitter because of what the boss did. You're bitter because of what your dad did. You're bitter because of what your friend did. Oh, I'm not bitter. Talk to the people around you. How close are you to people? How close can people be to you? You see, a bitter person doesn't have many close friends. They push everybody away. So I have to understand that if I choose to be unforgiving, I'm the one who's going to pay. I'm going to be bitter and resentful at life. And the people closest to me will pay the most for it. You do understand, don't you, that many marriage problems are caused because someone previous to marriage got hurt and is still carrying the bitterness with them. You do understand, don't you, that if you're married, you will have to be a pro at forgiving. That hourly thing, get rid of it. We're down to 15 minutes now. Okay? You're going to have to learn to do that all the time, aren't you? And I wonder how many people here today, you're mad at your spouse because of something that happened this morning or yesterday. You know how you resolve that? You let it go. You forgive it. God, I don't need to get upset about this. You take care of it. Get them good, God. Get them good. No. It's what we want to do, isn't it? Ephesians 4:30. Do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He's the one who has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you'll be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, slander, as well as all types of malicious behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Now you see, we live in a day and time and in a culture that is easily offended. I am shocked at how somebody says, oh, that offended me. I'm shocked at how sensitive we've become. As a Christian, you should not be easily offended. Oh, they shouldn't have done that. Oh, those words, I don't like how you said that. Come on. And so now we live in a society where little words here and there, oh, that hurt me. You hurt my feeling. We're like three-year-olds. Oh, you hurt my feelings. And so we're just so easily offended. Well, that offended me. Well, get over it. And then there's the people that want to forgive everything. You know, if you walk out in this lobby today and someone walks up to you and punches you in the face, and if I see that and walk over to the person who threw the punch and said, look, I just want you to know I forgive you, do you understand that's not my place? Do you understand that some of you are upset at other people and you're not even involved in it? Forgiveness is only for those people who were initially involved. It's not a third-party deal. Thus, we got a lot of people. Well, you know, my great-great-grandfather was a problem in life, and so we got to go back and forgive all the past. You can't. You weren't a part of that. That's not your place. We have it going on all over our world today. That's not how forgiveness operates. You can't be offended at what somebody did to somebody else you care about. Many times our issue is one of control. You can't fix things. You can't undo it. It's done. It's over with. And the longer you hold on to it, the harder it is to let it go. And so you need to learn, I need to learn how to forgive very quickly. That means every day I will have to deal with forgiveness. But every day, God deals with forgiveness. And here's what I know about God. He never gets tired of it. Why? Because He loves us and He's gracious. And you and I are called to live the same way. And today, if you are here, many things in life can be resolved by you being willing to forgive. Many problems in our lives are caused by our unforgiveness. And if you want to be like God, you need to know how to give His grace to others and give your grace to them as well. And when you're willing to forgive, God works and does great things. Let's pray.
Thank you for joining us for today's service. If you would like to talk with someone about what you've heard, please visit our website at faith.ag or call us at 239-543-2700. If you're in the Fort Myers area and don't already have a church home, you're invited to join us for Sunday morning at 8:15 and 10:45 a.m. Faith Assembly is located at 7101 Bayshore Road. Join us again next week for Sunday Morning. Faith Assembly Sunday Morning is a production of Faith Assembly Media Tech, North Fort Myers, Florida.